"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We are going to talk to Daniel Guss, the independent journalist, coming up after 2:30 to discuss Jose Huizar, the L.A. city councilman who got 13 years in prison on bribery. He would charge developers lots of money, made $1.5 million in bribes, or they wouldn't get their towers built, their residential towers or their office buildings. No go. He was in charge of that committee, and his district was downtown, so he had a lot of power, and he milked them. $1.5 million. He got gambling chips, luxury hotels, hookers, expensive meals, more hookers. We'll talk to Daniel Guss about it coming up. David Milton is with us right now. David Milton, might have seen him on TV the other day, or on the stream, I should say, running for L.A. County District Attorney against George Gascon. And we are trying to have on everybody who's running against Gascon. There's a lot of them. I think there might be 11 people on the ballot if they want to come on. And have David Milton here. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing fine, John. Thank you for having me on the show.
Now, you have been a judge of the Superior Court, a municipal court judge, former deputy district attorney here in L.A. County. And now you've been a private judge for about the last 10 years.
That's correct.
And tell me, being a private judge and handling cases privately, people who don't want to go through the traditional court system, is probably good work because you could set your own hours.
It is. Correct.
Yeah, you know, it pays the bills well, I imagine. Why would you want to leave that comfortable arrangement and get in the fray as L.A. County District Attorney?
It is it's just as simple, John. Let me tell you something. I was in that DA's office for a number of years, as you know, and I prosecuted some of the most difficult cases you can prosecute in any jurisdiction in this entire country, state or federal. I know how that office ought to work. And so to see that Mr. Gascon has been completely derelict in his executing of the duties of the office, I feel compelled to return to public service. After 36 years of public service, I feel compelled to return and to get that office back on its core mission, which is public safety.
I'm looking through your resume here between your career as a judge and your career as a prosecutor. You've had a number of death penalty cases and many other life without parole cases. You seem to have no problem taking care of the real bad guys.
Not whatsoever. It's about public protection, public safety.
And what do you think is the root of this current wave? It's not just in L.A., but in other cities, where it's not just lenient sentences anymore. In a lot of cases, it's no sentences. It's no bail. It's no punishment. It's not like let's give them a break and let them out early after, you know, 10 or 15 or 20 years. It's they won't even charge, like Gascon won't charge enhancements, no gun enhancements. What do you think is motivating this?
I believe Gascon is just a part of a national movement to take away our constitutional democratic republic. They're moving us toward socialism and then eventually communism. And I'll share a story with you about one of the most dangerous, or probably the most dangerous people I've ever met in my entire career, if you'd like me to do that.
No,
at this
please.
Time. All right. This is when I was in the district attorney's office. I was prosecuting this case. The individual I was prosecuting had just been released from prison for running over a person's head. He was released. 2 weeks later, he went into a park where three boys with their girlfriends were smoking marijuana. The individual, the perpetrator, the killer, told the boys to get out of the park. And they said, yeah, right, buddy. Well, he sprung to action, as he typically does. He has no mercy on anyone. He takes the first young teenager, puts a gun to his eye socket, and discharges the gun, kills him instantly. He grabs a second young man, and he puts the gun touching his cheek and discharges it, and then again into his eye. The third boy is running away. This boy, he shoots at that young man, and he hits him a couple of times, but this young man survived. 2 weeks later, on Halloween night, he goes to this young couple's home. He believed that this couple provided information to law enforcement. Well, the evidence shows that this man was, the victim husband was in a recliner chair, and the defendant was stooped next to him, whispering in his ear, we believe, to catch him unawares. He puts the gun to his skin and discharges it from his cheek and up. The round went from down to up. He then stands over this man, the victim, and puts the gun, the tip of the gun, touching the top of his head and discharges the gun again, killing him. Then the wife, we find her body at the door, and she's got two gunshot wounds behind in the head. Later, he threatened my witnesses all throughout this trial, a witness I had in custody. We had to bring, the sheriff brought him down from a state prison. We had to hide him in the jail's infirmary because this guy was trying hard to knock our witness out. The guy then was convicted, sentenced to death. He went up to prison, and he started killing again inside prison. This is a dangerous man. And he took a lot of appeals. And finally, after rounds of appeals over years, his sentence was reduced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Now, you ask me, why did I tell you this story? Because Mr. Gascon is attempting to get him out. Yes, that's
what?
A true story. Gascon has a move up in Sacramento and others attempting to get anyone who has served or is serving a life without the possibility of parole sentence, if you've done 20 years or more.
Including this guy.
Yes, you're entitled to immediate release. So I got this guy convicted back in 1987. In 2007, he was, under Gascon's policy, he's entitled to immediate release. This is one of the most dangerous people I've ever met, and he should never, ever be released back on society.
That policy hasn't gone through yet?
They're working on it right now.
They're working in the legislature on
yes,
it, and Gascon is lobbying for it.
He's lobbying for it up there in Sacramento.
Oh, my God. That's such a chilling, horrible story. I didn't expect that ending.
Well, as you can see in my credentials, I've gotten a number of life without parole sentences.
Oh,
that
yes.
Deserved, and he's pushing for all of them to be released. As a deputy DA, I was able to get two death verdicts. As a judge, I sentenced an individual to death. He's challenging these sentences, or one of the death verdicts now, and he's challenging this death verdict. He wants these people released.
I mean, he's like a cancer in the system. I mean, there are so many cases that have not been prosecuted. I don't know if you've heard, but allegedly there's 14,000 cases sitting in the system unprosecuted.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Which is mind-boggling that there could be, first of all, that many crimes, and, you know, just in his term. And clearly he has completely abdicated his role as chief prosecutor for the county.
Let me mention one thing. We have three separate branches of government. He's the executive branch, as you know,
yeah.
And he's usurped the other branches. The legislature says that certain things must be filed, including enhancements. He refuses to do it. He's usurped the function of the judiciary because he won't allow those cases to come to the judiciary. This is his plan. He's emptying jails, and he refuses to put other people in prison. These are dangerous people who should go there. He's ordered his deputies not to file enhancements like use of a gun, go to prison, serious infliction of great bodily injury, multiple victims, multiple prior convictions. He has ordered his deputies not to file those enhancements.
Did you see this coming when he got elected? He seemed to sneak up on the world.
He did. He did. It's a national movement. And in my view, and it's just not my view, it's from credible information, George Soros is funding these soft on crime DAs, and strategically they're being placed in our major cities in this country. Gascon was up in San Francisco. He's booted out. He comes down to San Francisco, to Los Angeles, and he's doing the same. He's destroying our democratic republic. That's what's going on right now.
And what is it? What's in it for Soros, you think? He's like a 90-year-old guy. He's a multi-billionaire. Why did he aim his fire at America?
Well, he's commented that. I don't have his exact words, but he says he's destroyed countries in the past. I don't know his motive, but he's now passed the baton, I'm understanding, through news accounts to his son.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he has. And the son has been in the Biden White House numerous times. He's a regular visitor.
Yes.
Wow. So was there, why don't we take a break? We come back. Let's talk about, like, what was the moment you decided, I've got to jump into the race? Or was there one particular incident or just an accumulation of everything that's gone on? We'll get to that in just a second. We have David Milton on. He was a Superior Court judge, a municipal court judge, a prosecutor, deputy DA here in L.A. County. He's got a long record. He's actually got a booklet of all the major cases that he presided over as judge. Not all of them, but a representative sample, and also cases that he prosecuted as well. And he's had quite a career, and he wants to be L.A. County District Attorney.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
Continue now with David Milton. He is formerly a Superior Court judge, municipal court judge, former deputy district attorney in Los Angeles, currently a private judge that handles arbitrations and mediations. I was going to say meditations, but no, arbitrations and mediations. And he's running in the race. And when we left off, I wanted to know, since you're doing good work as a private judge, what was the moment you said, I've got to run myself, I've got to do something here, I can't watch this anymore? Was it one incident or of the accumulation?
An accumulation, John, and let me explain that. Number one on my platform is hate crimes, and there's a reason for that. Since October 7th, I've seen what's happened to the Jewish community in this country, and I grew up in Indiana in the 60s and the 70s when it was a little bit racially tense in this country. I suffered some of those indignities, and I was also raised in a Judeo-Christian family. And so this has made me a strong man, a man who just does not tolerate injustices. And when I see these kinds of things happen, hate crime, well, that means that if someone commits a crime based on your race, your religion, or your gender, that's what motivated the crime against you. Let's say this is an assault and you were beaten. And on top of that, you should get an enhancement called hate crime enhancement. That's an extra 3 years. It should be attached to your sentence and give you a total time of, say, 6 years instead of three. Gascon has ordered his deputies not to file that enhancement of hate crimes. It's just doing a terrible disservice to our country, our county, and hate crimes are degradatory to our society. And so this is something I want to address. Here's another thing. It's out of control, smash and grab, mob flash thefts.
Yes.
He's using Prop 47 to charge misdemeanors only, which is he's being derelict there. He's been disingenuous with the citizens of Los Angeles County. Let me tell you why. The penal code says that if you were to enter into any establishment, commercial or residential, and you have the intent to steal anything of any value, it should be a burglary. And if you use force or fear on any of the occupants, it should be a robbery. These are felonies that would put you in prison, but Gascon has ordered that they be all filed as misdemeanors and not properly charged as burglaries and robberies. And the last one, undercharging. Think about this. There is a directive. It's been in effect for a couple of years to his deputies. It instructs them, if you have an illegal alien or illegal entrant who's coming to the country and he's committed a felony, try to find a way to charge him with a misdemeanor or give him diversion so he can avoid deportation. What kind of policy is that? Those are the things that cause me, look, enough is enough, and I'm willing to leave my private practice and go and challenge this guy. He must go. And I want to talk about one more thing. You think about this, John. If this man has never tried a case in his entire career, how could he be in charge of the largest prosecution agency in the country? And he's never tried a case. It could not be. He's a plant. He's here to destroy us. He's here to overcome our...
You know, I've talked about this a lot on the air, and I really do believe that there is something organized going on, because a lot of the money does come from Soros, and he runs it through multiple organizations and subsidiaries, and it is affecting all the big cities. It happened all at once. Everybody has exactly the same ideology. It seems like an organized attack on our judicial system. I don't know how you could come up with any other conclusion.
Yeah, I think he is. I think the public's beginning to recognize that. And so I think most people have concluded that Gascon must go. Now, the question is, who should be his successor? I'm submitting that I am the most qualified by far to be the successor based on my experience. I wrote two death penalty bills. I sentenced a man to death, and I'm not bragging about that. It's just my experience. I got two death verdicts. None of the other candidates have anything close to that experience. You need to have that kind of background to make those types of decisions if that comes up. If the issue of whether or not, and the voters of California have said, repeated at least twice, we want that penalty as a possible option. And that's what it should be, a possible option. Gascon won't impose it. I think it's two or three of the other candidates running said they won't follow that law. And the others who believe that they would or could follow the law, they don't have the experience in dealing with that issue and in making that determination as to which case or set of circumstances that the death penalty ought to be sought. In addition to that, I'm the most qualified because I've had three executive management positions of attorneys. And to top it off, I'm a very fair-minded, level-headed person. It's a common sense approach. I'm the only Republican in this race. I won't change my registration just to get more Democratic voters like some of the other candidates have done. I won't do it. I'm a principled man. And I'm not extreme. I'm just law and order, common sense, and fair-minded. That's what I'm about, John.
I think it wasn't too long ago where most people would agree with most everything you've just said in the last half an hour. So one more question before we go. Let's imagine you win a year later at the end of 2025. What is LA County like after a year of David Milton running the district attorney's office?
I think it will be much safer. And the reason I say that is because 67% of the people who commit violent and serious crimes are recidivists. Usually the recidivist is that person's in a state of mind to do that. And if you are a recidivist and you are convicted of a crime, I will order that the deputies file all appropriate enhancements. If you look at some of the sentences that I was able to achieve when I was a deputy DA, and that I handled as a judge, those sentences look high. You see one on there for 934 years for molesting and doing all these things to these little girls. And that 934 years is a result of a correct application of the law. Under Gascon, that would not happen. This person who did this to those little girls should never be released again, ever. That's my view. And a year later out, I will reestablish the law. I will make sure that the deputies are following the law. I'm a strict adherence to law. We are a constitutional republic. The Constitution of California says that we that each county should have a district attorney. And the government code says, I think it's 12500 says, that the district attorney is a public prosecutor. He doesn't have the discretion to say, well, I just don't like the law and it's giving more time. No, you have the discretion. It's this. If a charge or an enhancement can be proven beyond a reasonable doubt, it should be charged. It's objective, not subjective.
Well, if you like what you hear, his name is David Milton, former Superior Court judge, municipal court judge, deputy district attorney. He's really done it all in every field, I guess, in justice. And he's on the ballot running for L.A. County District Attorney against George Gascon. David Milton, thank you very much for coming on with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Tom.
All right.
Appreciate it.
And when we come back, we're going to have Daniel Guss, the independent journalist. Today was the day another L.A. City Councilman is going to federal prison for bribery.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're going to talk more about this verdict against Donald Trump. You know, it's not every day that a leading candidate for president gets whacked with an $83 million damage claim in court. E. Jean Carroll, the writer, sued Trump again for defamation, and a jury just awarded her $83 million. And we'll get into details on that and give you the history of Trump and E. Jean Carroll. This has been going on for a number of years, and it's hard to keep track. I mean, there's like seven different court cases Trump's involved in right now, and you know, a lot of them are nonsense, obviously. But this is an actual verdict here. It's a civil case, so it's not a criminal conviction, but. And I'm sure $83 million is not going to survive. But this is an indication of the climate out there. We'll get to that coming up. Daniel Guss is with us because this morning, Jose Huizar, the former L.A. councilman, 13 years in federal prison on bribery charges. I mean, he got it all. He got $1.5 million in cash. He would need gambling trips in Las Vegas, luxury hotels, political contributions, prostitutes, expensive meals. He got everything. I mean, there were liquor boxes filled with money. And he made a plea to the judge and got a lot of people to write heartfelt letters. But looks like he got the maximum prison sentence for this, 13 years. Let's get Daniel Guss on, independent journalist, and to talk about Weezer, because Daniel covers the city council like nobody else in town.
Thank you, John. Thank you for having me back. You know, my primary thought in watching this and all of the stuff you were just talking with the judge and Trump and E. Jean Carroll and the Weezer cases, I am living the most mundane, boring life compared to these people.
Me too.
I'm like, how do you live? How do you live with this stuff going on and the risk? And is it worth it? Holy cow.
Weezer had so many deals going on. He was shaking down so many developers. They literally were paying him millions of dollars. And these were big projects in downtown. These were huge towers. One of them was going to be a 77-story office tower.
Yeah. And in addition to that, he was selling his power on LA City Council to settle what might have been, I don't know if they were, what might have been legitimate grievances. I think of one of the builders unions or one of the blue collar worker unions, and he got involved and took care of it on behalf of one of the developers or something of that sort. So he wasn't just, you know, waiting for his money, his bags of cash, but he was also interfering with what may very well have been legitimate union complaints. And what's really funny about it is, as he was cheating the people of Los Angeles, the bagmen on the Chinese developer side and on his side, everybody was skimming their share off of the top. So there's definitely no honor among these thieves.
All right, so they've thrown in prison Weezer, Mitch Englander, another council member. There was a developer, a lobbyist, a land use consultant, a Chinese real estate company, Weezer's brother. There's one of Garcetti's deputy mayors, Raymond Chan. He's still up for trial. I mean, what a sewer. What a bunch of rats. And is there more to come, or is this the end of the round now?
Well, I can tell you from what I know, there was a lot more going on than this. But as one prosecutor, I won't say at what government level, but as one prosecutor told me, we just can't get everything, but we get as many of these charges tried as we can. Some of them can't be tried because of statutes, or others just because they can't fully make the case for, you know, to file a charge. But I can tell you, 6-odd years ago, I got a tip of another FBI raid in a office building in downtown Los Angeles, walking distance from City Hall, where, to the best of my ability, there was a business set up that I think we would call it a ghost occupancy, where I went and I looked at the registry in the building lobby. But I would go and I would see that there was activity in what should have been vacant office suites. So I can tell you that I don't know where it's going from here, but I can tell you with a good degree of certainty that all the things that should have been charged against all of these crooks collectively, not everything has been charged, and we're never going to get full justice. But as a prosecutor told me, we're doing this, we do the best we can to at least let them know you better watch out.
Did you see what the lawyers wrote in their plea to the judge for leniency? They wrote, it was easy for lines to get blurred, and they did. Indeed, this was true not only for Mr. Weezer, but was almost certainly true for virtually all of the elected officials in L.A. What are they saying?
Oh, I agree. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Krikorian's L.A. City Council President Paul Krikorian's refutation of that is pure crap. I can tell you firsthand that is more true. That statement is more true than not. And maybe not on a grand scale, maybe not with the prostitutes and the $25,000 and $10,000 casino chips, But that statement, in my opinion, is more true than not. Oh, and by the way, John, I have a little bombshell for you, an exclusive to the John Cobalt Show, the inaugural month of the John Cobalt Show on KFI.
Great.
Is that it appears that Mrs. Jose Huizar is no longer married to Mr. Jose Huizar. But we have been scouring, my legal resources and I have been scouring the L.A. County court system records, and we can't find any evidence of a divorce between Rochelle Rios Huizar and Jose Huizar, which tells us one of a couple of things. By the way, here's how we know that it's undoubtedly true, is that the judge in the case, Judge John F. Walter, who, by the way, what a great guy to have defending our city and our rights and the taxpayers. Judge Walter, great guy, great jurist, is that he said in several references in the hearing today, he said that he kept referring to Rochelle Huizar as the ex-wife, and at one point, I believe that he said something along the lines of, she got a very favorable settlement. And I have this from two other sources who confirm that that's more or less what they have heard, but we can't see it in the LA County court records, which tells me that the Huizars are, if this is true, that they're divorced somewhere outside of LA County or the state, or it's under some sort of concealed record. So I can tell that with a strong degree of certainty.
It makes you wonder why. when anything is under undercover like that. I guess it goes without saying, I checked today, and in 2005, of course, the Los Angeles Times editorial board endorsed Jose Huizar for office.
Well, yeah. Of course they did. Just like a few days ago, before they endorsed Nithya Raman for re-election to LA City Council, I told you on your show, I said, of course they're going to re-endorse her. They're going to re-endorse Karen Bass. I could call that 2 or 3 years ahead, because it never – today, the LA Times is talking about how Kamala Harris can help elect the first female governor of California. So even with a major crisis at the Times, they're still selling grievance and race and gender, and they're having a pity party for themselves. And I'm telling you, the owner, Patrick Soon-Shiong, may say, the heck with this. And he should just get the heck out of this, because the longer he stays, the worse. Of course the LA Times endorsed him, because he grew up in poverty. He went to Princeton and UCLA Law and Berkeley. But you know what people like us, with the guy delivering the beer to the corner store and the parents picking up the kids from the after-school lessons or tutoring, what's most outrageous at this is that they didn't need to. Huizar and his apparently now ex-wife, apparently alleged, they both went to I'm adding that they both went to UCLA Law School. They should both. She was going to run for his seat when he termed out. They City Hall, all of the mechanisms were there. Everything was getting her in queue for that. They should be rolling in honest money. He should be running for. He should have been running for mayor in the last election against Karen Bass. Rochelle Huizar should have been the council member for his old council seat. They had it all in place, and they would have made good money. It would have been a phenomenal success story, an American success story, and they blew it. They blew it. And you know, I find it difficult to believe that she, who went to UCLA Law, who was married to this guy for 20-odd years, she didn't know that any of this was going on. Well, maybe she didn't. I'm not saying she did, but come on.
All right. It's always good to have you on, Daniel. Thank you for coming on and covering all this. Daniel Gus and the Gus Report, right? How can people access the Gus Report? You're on Substack,
thank
correct?
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm at Daniel Gus with two S's, DanielGus.substack.com. And on Twitter, please follow me at The Gus Report. John, it's always fun to be on your show, and I listen when I'm not on it.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Daniel. And he's an independent journalist, and he's got way more energy and way more perseverance than the entire LA Times staff combined. When we come back, we'll give you a rundown because I know it's hard to pay attention to all of Trump's court cases, but one of them today resulted in an $83 million judgment against him.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're going to have Adam Housley come on with us after 3 o'clock. He had a relative that was killed in that borderline shooting in Thousand Oaks a few years back, and there has been a fight over releasing information. The LA, it's a twisty-turny story that Adam will get into, but LA Times wants $620,000 in legal fees from the families who are trying to keep this information sealed for obvious reasons, because it involves a lot of sensitive issues with the victims of that shooting. We'll give you all the details coming up. It's quite fascinating. After 3 o'clock. All right, so I thought it would be a good idea just to do a quick rundown of Jean Carroll, because it is very difficult to keep track of seven Trump trials between the criminal ones and the civil ones, the political ones. A lot, you know, some of them are nonsense. This one turned out to be real for him in terms of a verdict, because today a jury said that he has to pay $83 million in a defamation lawsuit to E. Jean Carroll. She is a writer, magazine writer. She had a personal advice column. She had several television shows on cable TV. She actually is a writer for Saturday Night Live back in the 80s and even got an Emmy nomination. So she had her own media career going in several directions. Now, in June of 2019, Carroll published an article in New York Magazine, and she claimed that Trump sexually assaulted her. Didn't know the exact date, late 95, early 96. She said it happened in the Bergdorf Goodman department store in New York. She published some of the details also in a book. And she said on her way out of the store, she ran into Trump. She said they knew each other. And he asked her for help buying a gift for a woman. She suggested a handbag or a hat. And they moved on to the lingerie section and made a joke about one of them trying some on. Carroll said they ended up in a dressing room together. The door was shut. Trump forcefully kissed her, pulled down her tights, and penetrated her before she could escape. She said the incident lasted less than 3 minutes. Two of her friends said publicly that Carroll had confided this to them after the assault. He has always denied allegations, claimed that they never met. He didn't know her. She produced a photograph of her socializing with Trump in 1987. She did not initially describe it as rape, calling it a fight. That's what she said at first. In November 2019, she filed a defamation lawsuit stating that Trump had damaged her reputation, caused emotional pain. And eventually Trump lost it. Carroll sued him for battery in New York, renewed a claim of defamation. And then in May of 2023, the jury found Trump liable for sexual abuse, battery, and defamation. The jury awarded her millions of dollars. Trump continued to deny that anything ever happened, basically implicating Carroll as a liar. So she sued him all over again. And now the jury is hitting him with an $83 million verdict. So this has been going on now for 4.5 years, multiple court hearings, trials, and she's claiming he never stops lying about her, and the jury agreed. E. Jean Carroll also accused years ago Les Moonves of CBS of sexual assault. She said that occurred in the late 1990s in a hotel elevator as well. So odds are, I mean, I don't think $83 million verdicts survive very often on appeal, because it's such an extraordinary amount of money. I can't imagine this makes any difference to 99% of Trump voters, just based on what's been going on the last year. It's just what's weird is like really big dramatic things that would have stopped the Earth's rotation had they happened 10 years ago are now just another blip in the news. This $83 million verdict about a sexual assault by a former president, a current candidate. He's got a half a dozen other lawsuits that people just flat out don't believe or don't care. So it's just a fascinating state that we're in. When we come back, hello? Hang on a second. My headphones went out. I thought I died there for a second.
I'm glad you did.
Is that how it happens? Your hearing goes first.
Then the heart stops.
And then the heart stops and you can't see anymore. We're going to have Adam Housley on, former Fox News correspondent. And the LA Times, the Ventura Star, they've filed a lawsuit. They collectively want $620,000 from the murder victims' families in Thousand Oaks. That's the Borderline shooting from years ago. It's about $60,000 each. We are going to talk to Adam. His niece was shot to death in that Borderline. Well, what is the LA Times doing demanding money from the victims of murder, the families of murder victims? Why would the LA Times be doing that? We'll find out. And the Ventura Star, for that matter, as well. Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.